Dear friends, welcome to the Mindful Maya podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to understanding the phenomenon of the mind and be free from its conditions. The series features various talk shows given by the mystic Maya around the world in what he calls the conversation from the silence to the silence.
It is taking into account the story that we have lived, or the story that we are in the process of living. Now we have gathered so many memories in our life, and these are stories. And what mind is doing is it is going back to the memory and comparing different situations, different experiences of life, and comparing it to whatever is happening now or is about to happen the next moment or tomorrow or in the future, or it is comparing it to whatever happened in the recent past, or if it's a contemplation, maybe a distant past as well. So it is a process that the mind goes through naturally. And this natural process of how our mind is working has led us to the development of current human species, since all our minds work fundamentally in the same way. So when we meditate, what is happening is, the moment we sit for meditation, we are allowing ourselves to become the witness or the listener of whatever the mind is telling to us. And meditating is the only moment when we do that, that we listen to ourselves. Otherwise, we do not listen to ourselves. We forget ourselves. All day, every day, we forget ourselves. We remember the memory of who we are. We say, this is my name, this is my story, this has happened to me, but we really do not listen to ourselves. And when we consciously sit, like today, for example, and we just listen, whatever is happening inside, and we're just watching, then this is the way, this is the moment when we are listening to whatever is happening inside. So the two way of approaching life is one that we normally do not listen to us, ourselves, our mind, and whatever the mind brings, we identify ourselves with that. May it be a story, may it be a memory, may it be an ideology or anything. We simply become identified with that. And the heavier the memory, the heavier the experience, the more the negative experience and the more negative thoughts, they are heavier, and the mind becomes heavy as well with these kinds of energies. Not only the mind becomes heavy, our experience of life itself becomes heavy. And since heavy emotions take a lot of space in the body and in the mind, as a result, we suffer. And the second way, when we sit down for a while and start listening, and this requires listening without judgments. Whatever is going on inside, simply we are there listening. Whether it is a positive thought, whether it is a negative thought, whether it is some action to be taken, we will do that after the session. But at the moment, at the session you are sitting, maybe here, maybe at your home, maybe while you are traveling, whenever you are sitting to listen to yourself, just this one clause is that not to judge the thoughts and listen as if we are just listening the sound of a city, the sound of a traffic. When we do that, we don't have any negation of whatever the mind is bringing. We start becoming a listener and we learn so many things about ourselves. We learn things that we did not know before about our own body, about our mind, very simple and subtle things that are there all the time in our life, they start to become visible to us. And that is why meditation is entirely individual phenomena. Even if it is done in the group, it has nothing to do with each other. It is entirely personal. And the more we practice meditation, the more it becomes easier for us to watch ourselves. And this second way of watching the mind without prejudices, without judgment, this is what makes our stories lighter. This is what brings the capacity to watch without judgment, not only the thoughts while we are seated at meditation, but also the other situations in life. We are slowly growing this capacity to watch. And someday we can find that we became so relaxed that the situation that comes in our life, they don't affect us. We have the power, we have the capacity to witness it, to understand it, and do what needs to be done for the situation. But they do not affect us. When this starts happening, then the meditation started happening. So, there are many ways, many approaches for meditation. And we will go through some of these today. The first being simply being here. And if the mind is saying something negative or something positive, let it just speak. The dear mind is finally having you to listen. Otherwise, we don't listen at all, our mind. So the first thing is simply listening to the mind. Let's listen for a while, what it does, what it says. Let's just watch and remind ourselves it is okay, whatever it brings in or wherever it takes us. It's quite all right. Let's just listen to our mind. So the mind may say, this is difficult, I cannot do this, or what is it that I'm doing here? It may present many thoughts, different types of thoughts. Just be aware and remind that it's okay for these thoughts to appear. The idea is simply to be here, listening to the mind, and just being here. Just like there is nothing to do, nowhere to go, at this very moment as we are seated here, completely here. And when the mind has become a little silent, or we have become a little relaxed, we can start taking one of many approaches to meditation. For example, you can take sound or any noise coming from the room or outside and see how mind reacts to it. Whenever we close our eyes and sit doing nothing, something inside us is on the move, always on the move. If our eyes are open, that something which is on the move starts flowing outside to gather information from what it sees, or what we see. When we close our eyes, that very thing starts moving to different parts of the body, and whenever there is sound, it moves to the ear, it moves to the source of the sound. So when we try to meditate, and if there is sound from outside, the mind simply catches the sound and it will not stay what we want it to do. It will not do, it will move to the sound. Then the mind will again say, "Ah, oh, it's very distracting, I cannot do this." But if we did not watch what happened during this phase of the sound, then the mind moving outside, then saying that it is distracting. In the core, what happened is the focus or the consciousness moved with the sound. When the eyes are open, the consciousness moves out with mostly with the eyes and ears. When the eyes are closed, it moves within the body. It may complain, "My legs are hurting, my back is hurting, I'm not comfortable sitting," or many different things. And when there is a sound, it may complain, "There's a noise, I can't do this," many different things. But the phenomena is the consciousness moved outside. Just be aware of that. And when the sound stops, listen to the trail or the echo of the sound inside the mind as the sound stops. The memory of the sound as it stops. And as you listen to this memory, this echo of the sound inside in the mind, what's the experience? That will bring us more and more into the meditation and into the relaxation. And of course, again, the mind goes away and away with different thoughts. It's okay. You can follow this sound and listen to the echo of this sound and see what happens. The echo of the sound when the sound is gone. Another approach is going back into the memory. It can be a memory of today, a recent memory that you can remember, or it can be a distant memory. And trying to relive that memory with as much detail as we can, and knowing that that moment is gone. You can revisit what you did today, earlier, any activity, and watch that activity in the memory, and at some point the mind will simply drop and will not follow with that activity. And when that happens, see the experience. So the first approach of using the echo of the sound, and the second approach of using the memory, they are almost the same. Both are using memory, or let's say both are using echo of the memory. One is of an incident, some activity we did, and another is of the sound that disturbs us as we meditate. And if a sound can be used to meditate, then it can never disturb us. It comes, it arises from the silence, and it ends, and then there is again silence. And inside, we can re-listen the sound, and as we re-listen, it vanishes inside, and we can feel that vanishing point. That vanishing point is where the mind becomes silent again, momentarily, but it becomes silent. And when you find yourself relaxed, much relaxed than before, or you may feel drowsy, a little bit feeling of falling asleep, and in this point, we can try the breath approach, which is basically slowly breathing in, filling the lungs completely, and holding the breath as much as we can. And when we absolutely need to release the breath, releasing the breath slowly again, and watching whatever happens to the body, the mind, and the experience as we do so. So you can take a deep breath slowly in and fill your lungs and stop. And release when you absolutely must. You may feel a little dizzy, a little change in temperature in the body. It is normal. Just watch what happens to the experiencer inside. What is the experience like when you go through this? It is good to do it in a very slow and relaxed breath in and hold and release. As you hold the breath, when the lungs are filled, you may start feeling the heartbeat becoming faster and faster, and this rhythm of the heartbeat may move the body as well. Just watch as much as you can hold. You can hold and release when you must, and release softly and slowly, gracefully, as much as you can. And then you can return to normal breathing and repeat it again after a few moments. And go on watching the process of what happens to the one that is experiencing inside of us, inside of you. As you may experience some dizziness or any difficulty or anything, any sensation, if there is fear, it is also the part of the process. Whenever there is fear, just watch it. It is normal. And you can gradually, slowly bring back your breath to the normal breathing. If there is fear, if there is no fear of sensation of bliss or fear, both are different experiences of the mind. So it is natural and normal. Now, additionally, with this breathing in and stopping the breath, we can add certain extra steps to this. One can be, with the eyes closed, focused at the center of the eyebrows, still with the eye closed, and the eyes move a little upwards and towards the center of the forehead. And that combined with this breathing practice. And the second addition to this practice is holding and pulling the rectum, the sex organs, inside and up. Just like when we really want to pee and there is no bathrooms nearby and we hold it and we squeeze it, the same method we apply when the breath is inside, the lungs are full, we hold the breath and pull the rectum, the sex organs, inside. And hold as much as you can. The body will start shaking. It is okay, it is normal. Hold as much as you can and watch the experience. This exercise is also useful to make the prostate glands stronger, the bladders, the sex organs, and the anal cavity to become more and more strong. Simply by bringing in the air in the body and then holding and pulling in the lower organs, the sex organs, the rectum, and the belly goes in. So we are pushing the energy from all sides of the body towards the center of the body. And when we do that, there is an internal sound that we can hear. This internal sound can be very useful to go deeper and deeper into our own self, our own body, our own mind, and to see details that we have never seen before about ourselves. It appears simple that we just hold our breath, we pull all the organs in, and we watch. It can be simple if we think it is simple. It can be difficult if we think it is difficult. The only thing required in this or any exercises for meditation is that we are watching. Individually, we are watching inside our own body, inside our own mind. And these exercises that we are doing is part of Kundalini Yoga and also part of Tantra meditations. When you take a breath in, try to make as slow as possible. And try to feel the air passing through the nasal cavity, filling the lungs. Try to feel every passes of the air inside. And when you hold the breath, when you pull in the organs, just feel what it does, just watch. And when you absolutely must, release very, very slowly and return back to normal breathing. And now, the other approach for the meditation, and this one is very easy as well, yet very tricky as well. Tricky in a sense that we may fall asleep. Easy in a sense that there is no stress in the body. Hence, we can just watch and the body will be much and much more relaxed. And for this, you can lie down facing the ceiling and cover your body if you need, make it warm. Simply lie down and let the ground take all your weight. Facing the sky, facing the ceiling, and your hands to the side of your body, and your whole body is flat on ground. And just let the ground absorb your weight. Let the ground take care for you, for your body. And you just watch the sensation of just lying down for a while. Try not to move the body at all and just see if the body wants to move. Just see, just acknowledge the thought. If it's not so much painful, then try as much as you can to not move at all. But if there is a pain and that you absolutely must move, then you can move. Otherwise, just listen to how the mind is trying to trick. It will say it needs to move. It will say it's a bit uncomfortable. It will bring different thoughts. Just be aware of the thoughts. And this is true and same when we sit in upright position, seated on a ground or a chair or anything. Whenever we sit for meditation, as we close our eyes, try to stop the movement as much as possible and just watch. Just as the movement of the season is useful for the life, for the planet, in the same way the movement of the thoughts is useful for the life, for the continuation of life. And just as we watch when it rains, when it snows, while we meditate, we just watch whenever there is any kind of thought. We simply acknowledge it. We understand that it is there. And we watch. As we meditate more and more, we start becoming aware about how our mind is working. Because if there is anything to hold on to, the mind will hold on to that. It may be a sound from outside, it may be movement of thoughts, it may be the calling of our body that says, I need to move. There is some sensation here. The mind simply moves and catches anything it can to continue being. And another approach to meditate is understanding that mind needs something to hold on to. Otherwise, there is no mind. When we go to bed to fall asleep, by and by, we reach to the state where there is no mind. Nothing moving inside, nothing moving outside. And we call that deep sleeping. No dreams, no thoughts. As if we are completely unconscious. Yet, when we are active during the day, the mind needs various things to hold on to, which is very important for the survival, very important to plan things in our life. And it is normal for the mind to hold on to things. So, another approach of meditating is holding the mind on the breath. However the body is breathing, just noticing that. This practice is widely used all around the world in what they call vipassana, where we simply watch the breath. If the mind really needs to hold on to something, let it hold on to breath. No need to change the pattern of breathing, simply being aware of how the body is breathing by itself. For this approach, at first, you can put the focus on the nose. And as you bring the focus on the nose, you may realize that the quality of breathing changes. Just by putting the consciousness on the nose, the whole breathing has a different quality, a different tone to it. It becomes more and more profound. Slowly, with more and more practice, you can move the focus, you can move your consciousness deeper into the nose, into the sinus glands, going in and in through the air canal. And wherever you put your breath, the quality is more and more different. You can experiment putting the breath on the throat inside as the air goes in and out. You can feel the lungs, the sensation of changing warm and cold air inside the lungs, and the quality is different. You can see the movement of the chest or the movement of the belly as we breathe in and out, and the quality is different. Meditating and falling asleep is very similar in this sense that while falling asleep, we let our thoughts be as it is. If there are positive thoughts or negative thoughts or the memories or the planning of tomorrow, we let the mind do its thing and gradually we fall asleep. While meditating, we do the same. We let the mind do its thing and we just watch. The only difference is while meditating, we are watching. While falling asleep, we are not watching. But the way the body and the mind works is the same in both falling asleep and meditating. Now very slowly take a deep breath in, very relaxing way, filling in the lungs completely. Hold it for a moment, not very long, just a few moments, and release it very slowly and softly. And while doing so, be aware of what's happening. Just watch. Very slowly the air goes in, passing through the nose, through the throat, filling in the lungs. And when the air is in, it is not only filling the lungs, but there is something happening in the head, in the belly, in the legs, in the hands. The whole body responds to this. And release as slowly as you can. And watch what happens on both inhales and exhales. And now with your hand, cover your eyes, but do not press the eyes. Simply put your palms over the eyes like a cup. It is important not to press the eyes. And watch whether it is darkness or it is light that you are seeing when you cover the eyes. And think it to yourself, do you consider this light? Do you consider this darkness? Whatever you see. You can also open your eyes inside of the palm and see the difference. And very slowly release your hands. You can open your eyes. And feel the ceiling. Look around the room. After having come out from an internal journey, how this room feels now in comparison to how it was before when you came in here. And the difference is the mind is more silent and details are visible. You can move your legs, get the hands moving, get the legs moving. You can turn to sides, whichever side you feel like, and wake up from either side, left or right. And I hope what little knowledge I have about mind and meditation was useful for you. And I hope it was relaxing. Thank you. You can always join. We do this every Saturday. You just sit here to do nothing, actually. Just to relax ourselves a little bit.
It was so cool, because it's my first experience in my life. And I felt that I have my brain, because it was so heavy. I hadn't expressed my feeling, but it was really unexpected. But I feel that it was so, maybe I felt that I need some. It was so relaxing, maybe it was what I need. I mean that what my brain need, what my maybe internal feeling needs.
Yeah, that is why I call this dropping of stories. Because usually the mind is full of stories and we become one with that. But just this, it's not difficult, just this. We just sit and just say, okay, I'll just be here for a while. And that is the only thing that is working in every practice of every method of meditation. It's that just we sit there and instead of falling asleep, we're just watching. Then we feel really relaxed. This is the whole idea of Tantra actually, just how we can make ourselves much more light, even though there are so many things going on inside and so many events and incidents of life. It's moving all the time, crazily. But we say, okay, hold on, just let me just watch. Yeah. I'm glad it was something. It was helpful, maybe.
Yes, it was.
For me, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
For me, it was the best day because today I felt relaxed. And sometimes I even fall asleep. I just like falling, but then I wake up. And then when I start breathing deeply, I felt that my brain is heavy and my vessels are full of blood. But after some time, deep breathing, it's get light and light.
Yeah, this you can combine everything in meditation. All the practices can be combined. And today we only looked three or four different practices. And there are many, many different practices that you can combine them. You can experiment with any practice combination you want. But finally, the idea is to be relaxed.
Mm.
We become more and more relaxed. And there is something like dynamic meditation where there is a very strong breath work. And I didn't do that because you ate something.
Mm.
Should be at least 2 hours empty to do that.
How do you call
it? Kundalini breath work. That takes a lot of effort physically first, and also the mind becomes somehow the same thing that happened when we hold the breath, but it's more stronger. And then the body is a bit tired, the mind is a bit tired, and we drop everything. Then it becomes more easier for the mind to, like, it doesn't want to move because too much work already. Yeah, anything can be combined. Yeah.
I'm surprised now that I didn't want to sleep.
Yeah.
I was just really relaxed,
mm-hmm.
and experience was warming, especially in the beginning when the sun was shining right at my face,
mm-hmm.
and I felt the warm air not only outside of me, but just somewhere in my chest as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I got that moment where I didn't think about anything, but just like dissolved in the air.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Thank you.
It's very simple. It's so simple. Only it becomes difficult when we think it's difficult. And when we think, oh, I can't meditate. Maybe there is so many things I have to do, so many things I have to learn. But the only thing in the whole world and in the whole life that doesn't need anything to learn is meditation. By just not doing anything, you were able to just be there and experience the warmth and the mind. And you were there. You were present as just like the trees outside. They are there all the time. And
it's a good that we don't live here, so can't come all the time.
Well, no problem. We have podcasts and books and things like that. My friends are taking care of.
You know, I noticed that time went really fast. I thought only like 30 or 40 minutes. But I see it's half an hour and a half.
Yeah. When the mind is bored, then the time is, we feel longer. When we just watch and the mind, if we have the intention of learning our own body and mind, then the mind is prepared. And whatever we learn, we feel, we found something about ourselves. Like, this happens in my body, wow, this happens in the mind. Then the time is like, whoosh, it's very strange. It's very relative how we experience time. But yeah, really nice to have you all here. I hope we cross our paths again and at some point in life. Really nice to have you here. Thank you. Thank you for the day.
Dear friends, we want to publish these life-changing conversations as a book. And for that, we need your help. Please leave your thoughts on our Facebook page, Maya Satsang. And also, share this podcast with your friends. Every thought is valuable, and every share counts.